Hello. My name is Daniela, also known as Danny, as he said, and is on the screen. I was born in Mexico City, and Catholicism is very prominent over there. And so basically what this meant was our view of God was just very distant and very foreign. And so I didn't really have an intimate relationship with him. And also we just viewed religion as very ritualistic and legalistic. And so we felt like if we complied with a set of rules, then we would be considered good people or in good favor of God. And so this was my view of God all growing up. And so entering into elementary school, I realized that I could excel in academics and athletics, particularly in basketball. And so I saw that this instilled a lot of pride in my parents for me and just offered them a lot of joy. And so that prompted me into excelling and further into that. And so entering middle school, this became known to the public, and so this really fed my ego, and I loved the attention. And so going into high school, I had the opportunity to be on my school's varsity basketball team as a freshman, and in theory this sounds great, but in reality this just led to loneliness and isolation, because I just constantly psychoanalyzed every little thing that I said, because I put too much weight on what the cooler older girls thought about me. And so this just led me to still desiring that popularity and those friendships. And so I turned into maybe excelling and performing for that love, approval, and acceptance of them. And so I turned to trying to be the best basketball player that I could be on the court and just the best overall person that I could be on paper. And in theory, this did provide me with the popularity and some of the friendships that I wanted, but they just felt very fickle, very fleeting, and tied to my performance, and very superficial, because ultimately they definitely were. And so moving on from that and entering into college, I signed to play at the University of Texas at Dallas. Whoosh, go UTD. Yeah. And I was riding high on my pride in that, but I was quickly humbled because I went from playing all the minutes in high school to not playing a single game in college. And so that just stripped me from my identity of being the basketball player that I once was known as. And so I started searching for my identity in other things, like the cool party girl. And so I tried to be as fun as I could, as cool as I could. And this just led me into farther into the party scene. And so this was my first semester in college. And so on that road, on that Halloween, my friends and I went to a costume party and played all the games that aided in us getting drunk. And I abused alcohol to the point I had lost all control of my thoughts and actions. So on the ride home from the party, I found myself crossing physical boundaries with the girl. And once the numbness of the alcohol had faded, I felt the most shame I ever had experienced in my entire life. And even now, I wrestled with whether I should include this part of my story or not. But my desire is to make the unseen seen. And y'all know that you are never too far gone, because there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And the Lord used this as a pivotal moment in my life to really wake me up and see that I needed to do something differently, because the path that I was on was just going to continue into more shame and more regret and more decisions that I never thought that I would do. So I started looking for alternatives, and so I looked towards a group of Christian girls on the basketball team, and as faithful servants of the Lord that they were, they took me under their wing and invited me to go to church and Bible studies. And one girl in particular asked me to read the book of Ephesians with her. And this is the first time that I had sat down and actually read the Word of God, just me, myself, and I, without any mediators, interpreters, or anything in between. And so this is what initiated my intimate relationship with him. And he used Ephesians 2:8-9 to reveal to me that it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, but is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one may boast. And so this was a very foreign concept to me because all my life I'd been constantly striving, achieving, and performing for love and acceptance of both my parents and peers. And so the fact that he was just offering this for free, I was like, heck yeah, I want that. And so that's when I accepted the gospel. And I didn't completely entrust every single crevice of my life to him. I guess I had trust issues or something. But once I saw that he took everything that I gave him and turned it into good, or at least shed some hope in it, I realized that it was evidence enough to surrender my complete entire life to him. And so the first thing to go was alcohol, and he put me back in control of my actions and gave me back my sobriety and a sober mind. And then guys, he restored the respect in the eyes of not only others for me, but he restored the respect that I had lost for myself. And school, I mean, Philippians 4:7, a peace far beyond all understanding. I had always been so anxious and so stressed about school just constantly. But being faithful in the moments that I had control of and just entrusting the overarching result to him was just instilled such a deep peace in my heart. And then my heart, Ezekiel 36:26, I remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Just as I said before, my relationships just felt very superficial and fleeting and tied to my performance. But by God and Jesus showing me love, empathy, sympathy, kindness, compassion, I was able to reflect this onto other people. So it was beautiful to witness. And then Psalm 16:11, a joy. I had never considered myself a happy person whatsoever. I always felt super heavy, unfulfilled, and just exhausted from constantly striving all the time. And so just him instilling a joy inside of me that's deeply rooted in who he is and just stemming from a place of gratitude in my heart for him was amazing. And so just seeing the miles that he's propelled me in the few months of knowing him when I couldn't even take a single step forward on my own has just been absolutely mind-blowing. And so, my identity is now found as a child of God and not as a party girl, a student, or a basketball player, but a daughter of the King. And my life is definitely not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect. I am a broken sinner, but renewed by Jesus. And I do know Galatians 2:20 is true. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I know my purpose on this earth is to know him, love him, serve him, and to make him known. And so I would love nothing more to talk about any comments, questions, concerns about anything that I just said, who he is, what this place is, what you want for dinner tonight, anything. And yeah, I'll be up here around if you want to take me up on that. So that's it. Thank y'all.